910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Memorial Day weekend holiday rush has begun. 44 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between the air or on the ground between now and Tuesday. Cleanup continuing in parts of the Midwest and Texas following severe storms that left 5 people dead in Iowa and nearly 3 dozen others hurt. High winds at a political rally in northern Mexico, toppling a stage and killing 9. ABC's Matt Rivers with more.
The presidential candidate was on stage at the time. He, though, was not injured. Rescue teams working throughout the night, pulling people from under the stage, which had been erected on a baseball field before the event. Mexico's weather service had warned of wind gusts going up to 43 miles per hour were expected. And as rescue efforts continue, and with so many people still in the hospital, unfortunately, that death toll could still rise.
Brits head to the polls July 4th as Prime Minister Rishi Sunak calls for a snap election. Conservatives have ruled the UK for more than a dozen years. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People all over Wisconsin are busy cleaning up Tuesday night storm damage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends you avoid door-to-door repair crews who use high-pressure sales tactics. DatGap says you're better off asking your friends, neighbors, or your insurance agent for recommendations. Wisconsin's rate for melanoma skin cancer is slightly higher than the U.S. average. Dermatologist Adam Sutton says that's why it's important to get checked.
An individual that has 50 or more moles on their body has about a 4-fold increased risk for the development of melanoma. So that's pretty significant. Even if we have really normal looking moles, if we have a lot of them, we're at greater risk for the development of melanoma.
1 in 5 Americans will have some type of skin cancer by age 70. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Construction work is underway on Woodland Avenue and Hartley Park in Duluth. The Woodland Avenue project is expected to run through August and will see about 1.5 miles of the road renovated between Snively Road and Anoka Street. The project will convert the road to one wider lane in each direction with a continuous center turn lane and the addition of new curbs, gutters, and a bike lane. The Hartley Park project includes the construction of stormwater basins near the entrance to the park for stormwater runoff. A new blood donation center has officially opened in Duluth. According to a Northern News Now report, blood donors gathered outside Memorial Blood Center's new facility for its grand opening on Tuesday. The opening comes at a vital time for the city, as local officials have said for weeks they've been dealing with a shortage of blood donations. The new building will offer expanded capacity to keep up with demand as best it can, as well as a number of new amenities for donors. More information on their services is available online. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Giannis named to the All-NBA team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the 6th straight time, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named to the All-NBA first team. He became the first player this year in NBA history to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the field. Baseball last night in Miami, the Brewers losing 1-0 to the Marlins. The crew headed to Boston today to open a series against the Red Sox tomorrow night. NFL Packers' first week of OTA practices wrapping up. 2 players now recovering from surgery after suffering torn pectoral muscles while lifting in the team's weight facility, including tight end Tucker Kraft and starting right tackle Zach Tom. Their first-round draft pick rookie Josh Morgan has been lining up at right tackle in place of Zach Tom. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tom's status.
Yeah, that was a pec injury and, you know, just an unfortunate coincidence. But again, no long-term concern. He will be a guy that we anticipate back for camp.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, although we do have a chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower by late this afternoon. Our high today, 73. Wind will be southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered showers and thunder showers, 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, that's Friday Eve, to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're doing early grievances because we're only committing to Thursday at this point. See you on the radio.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow
All right. It's Thursday. That means you're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thingsville. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing? You're smiling. You must be feeling good.
Yeah, I'm smiling because I was listening to the last part of the previous show talking about the marijuana, and I just kind of, you know, it's because we've been working with the CBD oil and the concentration of THC to CBD, so I kind of wanted to add something because I just came back from an educational 3-day seminar about the psychological effects of different products, one of them about the marijuana, because I hear the high school students, especially those who are struggling at home or with parents, family, they tell you it takes the edge off my anger, makes me feel calmer. Yes, it does that, but it doesn't improve your GPA scores, doesn't improve your SAT scores. It's going to make you stoned. It's going to make you less attention. It's going to make you mask the problem that you're actually going through. And it's don't fool yourself saying I am using it for recreational use, because it's not meant to keep you away from this world. You are meant to be here. You are meant to be present. And don't find tools to run away from the present. And I think for many people, marijuana is helping them run away, causes a lot of problems. I'm just going to tell a small story told by a doctor who said, I am going to court next week to save a child because he was high school, still in, I think in high school, or I think 18 years old, but this guy was like, he was in the second floor and he was using a joint in the house by himself. He hears someone crying in next door. So he just in the phase of emotions, he went, he found a door open. He entered, he found a lady crying. He felt so emotional. He hugged her, trying to comfort her. She screamed, he ran away. He took car keys while running away from the house. She accused him of harassment, and he's facing life sentence in prison just because of how the events have developed. And this doctor was saying that I'm going to court to defend his mental state of mind because he was stoned. So I want to tell people, just don't fool yourself with recreational use of those products that you can buy from anywhere and use them, put you in a good mood. There is problems with your attention. There is problems with your like being present. There is problems that can, like, you're going to spend money on lawyers. I don't want you to do that, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, for those who say marijuana is not addictive, you know, I did that for over 25 years. So for me to say if I wasn't addicted is kind of lunacy, right?
I think addiction is mental status. And it's mentally addictive because it gets you then to the state of mind, I'm not going to be focused or do my tasks or live a good life without taking the joint. That's the main problem of addiction. I can get you off any addiction as a healthcare professional if I put you in a program for 2 weeks and your body is going to be off this ingredient that causes you addiction. But the mental status of I need this to do that, this is a problem. Psychological dependence. Addiction that you don't understand or see until it's too late. So I agree with you. I agree with you, Earl.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Thank you very much, Dr. Omar and Earl, for this. I'm a family member, caregiver in the mental health community, schizophrenia and psychosis. And what I'm hearing in that community is that sick cannabis is just very, very, very bad. My need right now at this time has to do with pain management. And for about a week and a half now, I've been suffering pretty significantly with lower back injury from heavy lifting. I'll never do it again. I've been using Walgreens dual pain reliever with acetaminophen and ibuprofen for, 11 days now, and with symptom improvement. I've been, also doing the acupuncture, chiropractic, homeopathy, and one other thing, PEMF. My question on the medication is I've been taking two of the three recommended doses daily, but the warning about organ damage, kidney and liver has me concerned. Can I continue this for, a short time in the future? What's your opinion, please, or other recommendation?
Sure. Mary, so you are asking about the use of acetaminophen and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen and naproxen for short-term use. It should be okay as long as you take from the acetaminophen about 3 grams a day on divided doses. That should be okay. Long-term use can affect the liver. But as long as you're in the safe zone, less than 4 grams is the maximum. So I try to stay away from 4 grams a day. And that, by that, I mean 500 to 1,000 milligram every 6 to 8 hours. The challenge also with the ibuprofen and naproxen that people get used to taking it to alleviate the pain, but it affects the kidneys. But if you're going to use them short term, 1 to 2 weeks, then it should be okay. The maximum dose of ibuprofen is 800 milligrams 3 times a day. But if you're talking about lower back pain, I am worried about it becoming a chronic pain and you need chronic pain management. There are certain supplements like curcumin that can be used. Omega-3 fish oil will help, but you need clinical grade curcumin for it to actually work. And then I want you to explore, I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to say it slowly, low-dose naltrexone. Again, low-dose naltrexone, LDN, for pain management. It's revolutionary. It has changed the way integrative practices are working all across America and the world. Low-dose naltrexone is very low dose of a very old drug that helps with chronic pain management. And you can look up the LDN book, number one, number two, number three. The LDN book number one will talk about how it's used for chronic pain management, just in case if it gets to be longer than 2 weeks of pain management.
You know, Dr. Omar, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If you have any question or comment, now's the time. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. So, Dr. Omar, you talked about, and people think, before we get into what you want to talk about, and people think that ibuprofen and all those kinds of things aren't dangerous because they're sold over the counter. And so you talk about not taking more than, you know, 1,000 milligrams, 15. Well, when people are in pain and they think, well, I'm only taking this over-the-counter medication, it can't be too bad or it wouldn't be sold over-the-counter. Let's delve a little deeper into that. That's not the right way to think about this, right?
Yes, exactly. It's not the right way to think about it. I see younger people, I meet with them, and they have kidney functions are very low or kidney damage. And I check their history, and we see that the patient has been using ibuprofen or naproxen or these over-the-counter drugs for so long that it just became too much pressure on the kidneys, because that's how they get to be excreted. Also increases blood pressure, affects gut health. So if you need to use over-the-counter medication for pain management longer than 1 or 2 weeks, then there is an underlying condition. There is another problem that can be addressed, or there can be other things that you can do. Physical therapy will help. Checking natural supplements will help. Checking topical creams can help. And if you are, you know, it's a truly chronic pain that stays like that, we can find other prescription-based medications that have a different approach, like topical creams that we can use 3-4 different ingredients to help with the pain that make you less dependent on the over-the-counter medications that long-term use can cause organ damage, because people get used to taking more and they think taking more is going to help with less pain, and this is where the problem happens, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, you always make me think about my life and the medications that I've taken over times. And I remember not knowing the signs of high blood pressure. And I would have these intense headaches. And I didn't realize that when your blood pressure rises, it gives you a sign you're having these headaches. And because I wasn't aware of the fact that that was my blood pressure, and I would take these headache, those pills you're talking about over and over in hopes that it would do something to stop the pain from the headache.
Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, it's just you're trying to alleviate the symptom of what you're, the crisis that you're having today. Right. So I cannot blame you. But there may be you're low or deficient in magnesium. You're not taking enough magnesium. That's causing headaches. Maybe you need something CoQ10 that's going to help with the headaches. Maybe you need to sleep. You're not sleeping and you're overworking yourself, and that's going to help with the headaches. So there is many things that we can do. It's just the challenges we're looking for. I want to fix it now.
Right.
If it's
right.
Fixed, I'm going to go to another problem to fix. And then when it happens again, I'll fix it now. So we have to care for you. We have to care for ourselves, our well-being, and not by well-being to go to the best spa and drink the most expensive coffee. No, you have to care for your life. You're genuinely being able to be here, present, just kind of, you know, be happy. Like, being happy is being healthy, because if you're not healthy and people are dependent on you, you're not going to be able to help anybody. So, Erlitz, kind of, we have to put the health with the socioeconomic factor, and we have to be realistic, and we have to seek help from people that worry about their license and their liability and the suggestion and the recommendation that I make, because information is key. And unfortunately, just because there's so many sources of information now, we have to filter them and figure out what is best for us specifically.
All right. 844-967-2789. You are now officially in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's Thursday at 9 o'clock. That means in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. You know, Dr. Omar, let me give you to read this text quickly, and then we're going to give you a chance to talk about CoQ10.
All right.
Doctor, I thought
plaque psoriasis.
Oh, you can see it. Yeah, for many years.
I can see it.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Well, let me try many different creams and gels. The doctor said I could go on different pills, but don't want that. Is there any certain vitamin that might help?
For plaque psoriasis, there are some lifestyle changes that are recommended, some vitamins and some compounding options. So for some people, if gluten or dairy food sensitivities can be a problem, so doing a food sensitivity test is going to be very helpful. But then there are some supplements that will be very helpful with the treatment plan. So there is no one thing that's going to help it when it comes to supplements, but let's say that a good multivitamin, good magnesium, good omega-3, all of that will help, good amount of vitamin E. But other than that, compounding options, I want to just leave you with those two things. Topical creams that can be only compounded and low-dose naltrexone, LDN, those are the two options, and I would recommend that you do a consultation with a compounding pharmacy like my pharmacy, and we are going to help you with a treatment plan that we will work on with your doctor, and we are going to do lifestyle changes, foods that you will eat that we will work on them, but I think there are other options that you have not tried yet.
All right. 844-967-2789. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. What is CoQ10, Dr. Omar, and why is it so important?
Coenzyme Q10, it's a very dear supplement to my heart because it's like spark plug to your cells. It's like the car needs a spark plug to start the engine. Your cells need CoQ10 to produce energy, you know, energy. This naturally occurring antioxidant is found in every cell of your body. So every cell of the body has CoQ10, particularly in the powerhouse, the brain of the cell called mitochondria. So if you are low on CoQ10, you're going to feel tired, you're going to have muscle aches, and your heart will suffer. Taking CoQ10, the right form of CoQ10, is essential for converting food you eat into energy, supports the heart, antioxidant, and also many medications that we take deprive the body from the CoQ10. I'm talking about metformin. I'm talking about statin. So, like, every other person is taking a statin that's called simvastatin, atorvastatin, rosuvastatin. All of these are depriving the body of CoQ10. And there is sulfonylurea, other medications, metoprolol. So there's many medications that make you low, naturally low on CoQ10. When you start taking it, you would feel the energy, you would feel less muscle aches, you're able to take your statin for many people, and it supports the heart health. It also helps to lower blood pressure. So it's one of those supplements, CoQ10. Why this CoQ10? Why would I take something with this weird name? CoQ10 is a very important supplement, and I highly recommend it as an anti-aging plan. As someone who's taking any of those medications I mentioned it to take. Also, one of the other medications that rub the body from CoQ10 is hydrochlorothiazide, indapamide. So I am just saying medications that can cover maybe 90% of our listeners are, because it's just something that always in the pharmacy, any pharmacy will have CoQ10, because people come and ask, is this medication affecting my amount of CoQ10? Because I hear this piece of information about it. So I just thought of shedding some light on it today. So that's that.
You know, Dr. Omar, really the key to all the things that you are talking about, I mean, it's not magical. What it is understanding this amazing thing called the human body and what it craves and what it needs to operate at its optimum. You know, like you said, if you have a fine automobile and you need an oil change, you're not, and they ask you what quality oil do you want? You go to the, you know, to the oil change guy, and he says, well, what, you know, I've got this low grade stuff here and you can get it for little or nothing, but I've got this optimum stuff here. Yeah. And we say, well, we're not going to put that cheap stuff in our fine automobile.
Right.
It's the same with your body, right?
Right. It's more important.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it is more important to find the higher quality product, because if it's physiologically it's not going to work. So it, and for CoQ10 specifically, like, not every CoQ10 will work and get absorbed. So we have to tell people, like, the higher quality grade supplements are important in certain products, because that's the only way that you will get it right in your body.
You know, this constantly, and we're going to come to the phone lines in a second, but you know, all of these things you repeat it over and over and over, and it's always the same thing. It's almost the same diagnosis. Get the right amount of sleep, eat the right kind of food, right? Yeah. Do
that
some exercise.
That's a perfect body. Yeah.
Yeah. Do some exercise. Right. And take some supplements. It doesn't matter, right? If you're 5 years old, or if you're an old gray beard like me, 70 years old. Same thing, right? Diet,
yeah.
Attitude, mental attitude towards things. Don't let stress get you. I mean, these are simplistic. Well, they sound simplistic, but they're not always that easy.
Exactly. Gets complicated. That's why we try to simplify.
Yeah. All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Yeah. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks second in the nation for the most prescription drugs collected during this spring's Drug Take Back Day. Wisconsin collected more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medications. Wisconsinites have turned in 1.3 million pounds of unwanted drugs since Drug Take Back Day began in 2010. The federal farm bill taking shape includes a key provision called the Conservation Reserve Program, which benefits tens of thousands of hunters and fishers. Aaron Field is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
We have an opportunity in this farm bill to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the baseline funding for conservation. This is something that's got bipartisan support.
Field is concerned that the longer talks drag out, the harder it will be to reach compromise. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth YWCA will host an event for residents at Clyde Ironworks next Thursday. The annual Mission Soiree aims to raise money to support the organization's programs for women in the area, like the Young Mothers Housing Program and their Early Childhood Education Center. Organizers of the event are hoping for a great deal of community support for the critical programs, and the event will include food, music, and a silent auction. Anybody interested in attending can find more information on the YWCA website. The Minnesota National Guard's 148th Fighter Wing will be deployed overseas this summer. According to a Northern News Now report, the Duluth-based Fighter Wing will be sent out on a regularly scheduled deployment, though officials did not say where it will be sent and how long the deployment will last. The 148th Fighter Wing features over 1,000 airmen who serve in a variety of fields and the F-16 Fighting Falcon and are trained to provide suppression and destruction of enemy air defenses. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of The Voice are probably still recovering after the show crowned a winner for season 25. The season finale took place Monday and Tuesday with five finalists. Coaches Reba McEntire and John Legend's contestants were two of the finalists, with Team Reba coming out on top. Your winner? Asher Havan was crowned the season's champ. Yahoo Entertainment reports that Reba and Gwen Stefani will return as coaches, and the show will add new coaches, Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg, for season 26. That show just got a whole lot cooler. After four seasons, the CW network is canceling the show Walker. In a related story, there was a show called Walker on the CW for the last 4 years. Deadline reports that the show was the CW's highest rated over the last 4 years. The network cited high licensing fees as one of the reasons for cancellation. The show is a spinoff of Walker, Texas Ranger. The CW would like people to know it still has a whole mess of shows on the air that people have never heard of. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today, although we do have a chance of an isolated shower or thundershower by late this afternoon. Our high today, 73. Wind will be southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered showers and thundershowers, 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be sitting in the hot seat. He's got a couple of special guest lineups, so you're not going to want to miss it. And I'll see you Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. One of my best segments and most fun segments is having Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Topia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thanesville, because, you know, we have a little fun, but the truth of the matter is this is serious business. And, you know, if you've ever been ill and if you have loved ones who are struggling, and especially like right now, Dr. Omar, the hospitals and the emergency rooms are filled with people who are dealing with allergies based on pollen, on the trees budding, and all of those things. And how do people handle those kinds of things? Their eyes are, you know, all those different things. How should people handle those things? Is the emergency room the right place to go? And what do you suggest?
I think that if you have allergies, we should start with the simplest things. If it's during the change of the season and you think it's seasonal allergies, there's over-the-counter medications that you can use, like Zyrtec, Fexofenadine, Loratadine. These are over-the-counter antihistaminics that can help as a fast fix. If you're going to use them long-term, they can cause dryness of fluids in the body and can cause some issues. And you can use natural supplements that have quercetin and bromelain. So I think going to the emergency room for allergies is kind of, if it's severe allergy due to something that is happening, but I would always go with the easiest over-the-counter supplements. And there is something that I have in my pharmacy. I call it Hista La Vista. So Hista La Vista or histamine.
La Vista, okay, meaning gone, right?
It's, I mean, gone. So yeah. It has like five different things. It's taken as high dose in the first 7 days. And then I take it myself because I have seasonal allergies. And the nice thing when I use these supplements, I don't have the side effects for the over-the-counter medications, because as we mentioned before, anything over-the-counter is good short-term. To take it long-term every single day becomes part of my medication cabinet and my routine. That's when I try to figure out, okay, is there something else I need to worry about? So I try to use things with the least side effects profile. So, but if you have to go to the emergency room, go to the emergency room, because God knows who has the severe allergy to a certain thing that caused them to, like, you don't need to keep coughing until you kind of choke. You have to be able to kind of handle that. But one also, I want to tell you, like, one of the important, easy, very old antihistaminics that work faster is diphenhydramine, Benadryl. Benadryl works faster, but it's kind of makes you sleepy. So if you feel like you're going through an allergic episode, this is one of the easy over-the-counters to keep in your medication cabinet. It will work a bit faster, but short-acting than the other antihistaminics.
So when should I become worried, Dr. Omar, if I look in the cabinet and I'm taking 10 different medications from the doctor?
You need to go for an evaluation for what is happening, what is going on. But you know what's the problem is, like, you go to the doctor and the doctor checks you for a severe disease. He doesn't find the disease, and then he tries to figure out, like, what to write on a prescription pad. So I would recommend that you would make a consultation with a healthcare professional that can offer time and can listen to you, whether it's your pharmacist, your doctor, your nurse practitioner. Like, someone in the healthcare field is able to offer more time to figure out what is going on with you. Because if you see yourself always grabbing the acetaminophen, always grabbing the ibuprofen, always grabbing every single day, you're trying omeprazole for gut health because of acid reflux, there is something else going on. And maybe if you fix it, it's going to be better for your overall health.
You know, the reason, and so what if you find yourself taking 7 or 8 different prescribed medications from the doctors? When do you start saying, hey, man, why every morning I get up, I'm taking 7 or 8 pills? I know they've been described by the doctor, so I think that it's safe because the doctor prescribed them. But when do you start taking a long, hard look at that?
You need to start looking at this closely. Make an appointment with your pharmacist and talk to them. You have to learn why you take those medications and if any of them you can have a plan to change or stop with help from your doctor. But everyone is caring for making sure that you're taking a safe medication, but we are very good in the pharmaceutical business to keep you alive with so many drugs just because it's just your conditions are being managed. The wellness aspect of it is kind of, okay, what's wellness? Is it that I get better? Am I going to get better by taking 10 different medications, or am I going to get better by focusing on my health condition, working on my sleeping habits, what I eat, because maybe a couple of those drugs I am taking because of side effects from other drugs.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Omar. You know, I've noticed, and this is what happens when you've been around a little while. I've noticed that there are all of these different dialysis buildings going up all over the place. And yeah. Dialysis is now a big business. And not so long ago, Dr. Omar, there weren't dialysis places on every 2 blocks or every 3 blocks. This explosion of dialysis and people's kidneys, it's not always been that way. I don't recall seeing as many people having to go to dialysis. What is going on?
A lot of people are having problems in their kidneys. Check the sales. When we check on the sales of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, like naproxen, and we see the sales are soaring, that is going to reflect on the dialysis centers because these medications are meant for more for short-term use, but people use it to kind of as a medication for every single day of use. So unfortunately, there's so many drugs that affect the kidney health, but there is like a spearhead of medications that affect the kidney health. And it is one of the, many people don't go to check their lab work until it's like they're 45 or 50. And when they start to feel sick and then they find their kidney functions are going down because it can stay deteriorating for a long period of time. So that's why the yearly check is important. Doing all your labs are important. Kidney function and liver function are important because this is one of the things that can deteriorate over the time. I just met with a lady, young, fine lady, and she was like in her 38 years old, and she was telling me, I came to meet you because the doctor told me that I am a stage 3 kidney failure, but I feel I'm fine. So we checked her blood pressure. It was very high. We checked her gut health. She was taking a lot of medications, and just all of them were over-the-counter drugs. So unfortunately, the healthcare is going to respond by building more dialysis centers. So to cover the new patients that are going to need to clean their kidneys, okay? But is this the solution? That's the big question.
Let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Dave. Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Omar, the British Medical Journal on Tuesday published a large study on fish oil supplements, and they found that healthy people who are taking those supplements get strokes and heart disease. Have you read about that? And what do you think of it?
For the fish oil supplements studies, there are several studies that I have read that kind of have conflicting and different views of what you say, because the challenge when they study the supplements in the market, they don't differentiate between the type of supplements. Either they are EPA, DHA, or the ratio and concentration, or the freshness of the omega-3 fish oil. But on the other hand, there are omega-3 fish oils that are certain concentration of EPA or DHA that are actually medications, and they are showing results, FDA-approved drugs, to help with the cholesterol, increasing HDL, and improve the lipid functions. So I think the challenge with the studies is that they are more geared towards, okay, to like, this is 1,000 people that are taking fish oil, but what type of fish oil, that's a question. But then the other question is, what are we looking for? Are we looking for omega-3s? And if there is studies that support that, they support the health. If you want to increase omega-3s naturally for healthy people, take more of extra virgin olive oil. That is something I have to say, because it's very helpful for a healthy heart. So 30 or 40 ml, which is like 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And then if you want to take omega-3, you have to take it high quality from a good source. And that will be like, you can take up to, I would say, 2-3 grams a day without a problem. And if you are taking medications like Eliquis, blood thinners, check with your pharmacist to see if what is the safe dose to take. So the study that you saw, I didn't read it, but I think it's talking about the consumer, but I will see more details about it to give more conclusive answer.
You know, Dr. Omar, you said take 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. So let me ask you, so is that daily? Or
extra virgin, yeah. If you can stomach it daily or put it in on salads, Mediterranean diet is the best, and the Mediterranean diet uses a lot of olive oil, and the studies are showing that this is one of the best diets for health in general, for losing weight, for better shape. So yes, more olive oil, so about 30 or 40 ml daily if someone doesn't want to take fish oil but want to take something naturally on a daily basis. And some people do it and they get to have their heart in better shape, better lipid profile, lower triglyceride, less LDL, etc.
You know, all of that stuff, again, natural things that don't cost you a lot of money. As a solution, as opposed to the quality of the fish oil you're talking about is going to cost an awful lot of money. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, there are solutions that don't cost a lot of money, but the challenge also is like something like extra virgin olive oil. To find a good brand, you're going to invest in what you eat. So you either invest it in what you eat. Out.
All right, 844-967-2789. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. We'll be right back.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon in Thingsville. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. You say what, sir?
Good morning. First, Dr. Omar, you're a genius. Second,
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You had said something about pollen. What did you say was good for pollen? She lives in the northwestern part of Wisconsin, and she has pollen real bad. And then I have one other statement really quickly to make. If it's in the show notes, Earl, I'll just take it there. But as far as dialysis goes, there's something called NX stage. It's kind of like an individual dialysis. My father was having, when I was noticing that all these doctors were putting all of these people on dialysis that really didn't even need it, they have like these individual dialysis type of situations where people can do it from home, and their partners or their wives or husbands can actually be trained to actually give the dialysis from home. Because what happens is a lot of these big industrialized dialysis places, their biggest thing is to get butts in seats, and these machines are so powerful that it drains the life out of these people. So they say that these individual dialysis machines, people can still live a healthy life. They can still go to work. They can still do all of that with the dialysis individual machines. It was called NX stage. I was trying to get that from my father when he was kind of refusing dialysis before he passed away. Because it was just sucking the life out of them. And this NX stage thing was an alternative to it that, didn't suck the life out of them. And then also the pollen thing.
Hey, Tom, that's good stuff as always, man. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Omar, you want to respond?
Yeah, so the ones, the units that installed in the home, I agree with you, they are like great options. And actually, they are present here in Wisconsin. You just need someone who's trained on it to make sure that we decrease infection risk. We need to make sure we have the right equipment, and it's like to always have a second plan or emergency situation to be handled, or if they need to go to the hospital. So they solve the need, those home units, and it's kind of a good solution. It's called homodialysis, and there is also the peritoneal dialysis. So these are good solutions for someone that need to do dialysis and doesn't have the luxury of going to the dialysis center three times a week. For the pollens, the supplement that I'm using that's very effective that I use myself is called the Hista La Vista, and that has quercetin and bromelain and N-acetylcysteine, And for most people, taking as two capsules three times a day for a week, and then two capsules every day for the rest of the season or until the time that you have pollen allergy go away. Of course, I recommend the checking with the pharmacist to make sure that there is no drug or supplement interaction, but these are kind of easy for most people. And of course, like we give different recommendations for pregnant women or nursing mothers.
Let's go to Jackie from Glendale. Good morning to you, Jackie. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to mention that there was a woman I knew that was told she needed dialysis, and she said, no, I won't do dialysis. And the doctor said, well, then you're going to die. So then she said, okay, then I'll die. And then he gave her, don't eat salt. And so when I talked to her, it was like 10 years past the time, and I'm just wondering, I guess that was an answer for her. Don't eat salt. I'm wondering if that.
Well, Jackie, thank you very much for the call. I'm no pharmacist, but I don't think that's, you know, something we want to encourage. Is that correct, Dr. Omar?
So it's kind of just because salt have high sodium intake, which increases blood pressure and fluid retention, putting extra strain on the heart and the kidneys. Okay, so avoiding salt for a patient who's in end stage of renal problems, this kind to help significantly. So I'm not sure what your friend was, what stage she was in terms of renal failure, but that for sure would help her to not eat salt at all, just because doctor was talking about sodium salt because of how it can. And this is another reason why there is like so many people with renal failure is the high sodium intake in the fast food industry and in the house and just not using alternatives. And this is one of the solutions also for people who want to decrease their sodium intake is to take more of the cardamom and the herbs that can help with flavoring the food but decreasing the salt intake. So that was a very good advice from the doctor because he's trying to be realistic.
You know, Dr. Omar, here's a guy. Do you see this? It says try olive. You see that?
Yeah, try olive oil.
Yeah, dessert miracle cold pressed.
Polyphenol rich Moroccan olive oil. So this is a form of extra virgin olive oil. Moroccan olive oil. So like, yeah, this is the suggestion recommendation just because they are harvested different times in the years in different crops. And it's kind of some people are hunting for the better extra virgin olive oil because you can eat it. You can use it with food for seasoning. So it's kind of a hobby for some people to try to find the best extra virgin olive oil.
You know, Dr. Omar, man, time just. It just flies by when we're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, and there are more and more people listening and more people calling, and we're grateful for that. And so tell somebody else about this segment with Dr. Omar and on the Earl Ingram Show in the pharmacy every Thursday at 9 a.m. I think our listening audience is growing, Dr. Omar, and that's kind of what we hope for. All right, have a great weekend, Dr. Omar, and we'll see you again next Thursday.
Thank you, Earl.
All right, thank everybody who participated. Thank everybody who made the show go, as always. Thank you, Calvin. Couldn't do it without you. I want to thank, again, all the veterans who have done and sacrificed. Up next, Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair and Greg Bott. See you guys on Friday. Shine and star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, a special edition of the Recombobulation Area with Dan Schaefer. Paul Noonan talks all things sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.